Good morning. Well, there were certainly some accidents yesterday. The Dow taking on the chin down almost 300 points. So, Mike, it was just a convergence of pretty much every bit of bad economic news you could imagine. Markets are up a little bit this morning, pre-market. We see if that lasts or not. We do get some more jobs numbers this morning. It's Thursday, and, of course, every Thursday we talk about initial claims, people filing for unemployment benefits for the first time. The number above 400,000 again, 422,000. We'd been under 400,000 for a few weeks, but the last several weeks it's been an unpleasant surprise to the upside. Another number we got this morning was the productivity number for the first quarter. This is how efficient U.S. workers are, and that number continues to improve. It was revised upward from 1.6% to 1.8%. That sounds like really good news, and it is good news in terms of increasing productivity of American workers, far more so than some of those economies like Mexico and China where we continue to ship jobs. But unfortunately, the flip side of that is the more productivity increases, the fewer people you have to call back to perform certain tasks. And we also got some numbers yesterday and then some more this morning on auto sales in the U.S., and they were pretty bleak. Part of that caused by supply chain disruptions from Japan because of the tsunami and all the things that happened over there. But total U.S. vehicle sales down 10.8%. That was worse than the experts expected. Hyundai, the one that shines clearly in that, their sales were up 21% in the U.S. in spite of an overall drop of almost 11%. GM and Ford saw sales declines of about 1%. Chrysler, another bright spot, sales up about 10%. But Toyota, down 33%. Honda, down 23%. Nissan, down 9%. Many experts are saying that if you're thinking about buying a car, you might be better off waiting to the fall, because right now one of the problems is because of the supply chain disruption that there's a lack of supply for certain popular vehicles, and of course many because of gasoline prices, many people are trying to buy those more fuel efficient vehicles. A lot of retailers also reporting. We saw excellent numbers from Macy's, same store sales up about 7%. Pier One, now this one shocked me because that's certainly something you would consider to be a discretionary purchase to go to Pier One, but same store sales up 10%, and they say it was because of better traffic, more purchases, and higher average tickets, so you can't get much better than that. And Costco, of course, one of the major competitors to Sam's, they operate about 600 stores. Same-store sales up 13%. If you take out gasoline sales, still up 17%. And total revenue for May, up 17% year-over-year. Of course, we don't have those numbers for Walmart because Walmart doesn't play that game anymore. They decided some time ago they would not release same-store sales numbers on a monthly basis, instead do it on a quarterly basis. And we know that their numbers have been pretty ugly for 8 consecutive quarters. They've seen drops in same-store sales.
All right, John, we look at, the unemployment rate in Arkansas fell to 7.7%, we're told. Mm-hmm. But they say part of that's due to a decrease in the labor force. Does that mean people just quit looking for a job or they moved somewhere else?
Well, that's exactly what it means, and of course, we also have a situation where some of the unemployment benefits have now run out, and of course, you've been reading about the state of Arkansas trying to figure out how they're going to pay back the $300-plus million or so that they had to borrow from the federal government to pay all those unemployment benefits.
Wow. All right, John, thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
That's John Taylor of Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. You can reach John by phone, 782-2527. And that's 479-782-2527, or email him at johntaylor@sternag.com.